You're coming home to Iroquois Falls for a special presentation coming up. Can you tell me about it?
Well, I've been trying to do this for the last couple of years to come and speak and teach people about addiction and recovery. And my dream has been to move back home to do this, but to find a job was tough and everything came true. So here I am.
Oh, where do you live now?
I'm in just out of Cochrane in Hunta.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah. So not a long trip to go to Iroquois
Falls. Nope.
When is the presentation happening?
April 28th.
And where?
Yeah, at the Lion's Den in Iroquois Falls.
Okay. Who's it for?
The community.
So like anyone dealing with addiction or dealing with someone in their family, for instance, who has an addiction?
Yes. Well, like basically I'm going to speak my story so they can understand why I'm doing this. That day I actually celebrate 27 years. So basically I'm going to tell them how I got to treatment and what I did in treatment and what I did after treatment, but basically let them know that there's nothing they can do unless the person wants to better themselves. That's the reality of addiction.
And that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to better yourself and beat the addiction.
Correct. I'll never beat it. It's a constant battle, but it's not as hard now as when I first started.
27 years. Do you ever have any relapses?
Nope.
Good for you.
Thank
you give me the Coles Notes version of your story? I don't want to give everything away before the presentation.
No. Basically, I was here. I was in Ottawa. I was introduced to my drug of choice, which was cocaine. I ate, lived, and breathed cocaine until I just didn't know what to do with myself anymore. So I stole a big bag. I sold it. I jumped on a bus. I came north. I was living at my grandma's. I was working at the IGA. Just very vague because it's been a long time. Anyways, I ended up stealing a bunch of money off my grandma. I got picked up by my cousin, and we drove to Sudbury. And I ended up blowing upwards of $20,000 in 14 days. That I remember very clearly.
On drugs?
Yeah, drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's basically what I lived. I remember very clearly walking into the detox in Sudbury with my bag. There was one beer bottle in it because I was going to drink it when I left. And they dumped it. And I thought to myself, what horror, not knowing what was happening.
Tough love.
And then, there was a man who took me to my first AA meeting and changed my life. But that's because I wanted to change. I didn't want to, I'm not a bad person. I mean, we all have opinions when it comes to hockey teams, politics, Bob, whatever, right? But I'm not a bad person, and I want the best for me and other people. And when other people succeed, that makes me feel good. So that's why I figured if I can come home, because people at home will connect with somebody who's been through it instead of somebody who's gone to school for it. And it's not that the person who's gone to school for it doesn't want to help somebody. It's that me as an addict know that if you haven't been through what I've been through, you can't help me. Which is bullshit, but that's the way we think.
But it's still lived experience. You know where you're coming from when you're talking about this. Because you've
Correct.
Been there.
Right. I've been there.
Okay. What do you hope to accomplish with your presentation in Iroquois Falls?
Hope. Hope in the town that they can heal. There's been too many deaths. I remember talking to you back in 2020 when I was doing this. I had the tickets ready to go, but it never happened because of COVID. And I never gave up hope to do this, right? Once a month, I go to Hearst. I speak at the treatment center there where I sobered up back in 97. I go to the detox in Smooth Rock Falls to speak with them, to give them hope. That's all it is, right? And people can do what they want with what I say, but like, at least I will have done what I can to try and help the community.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No,
that's about
it's going to be it's going to be bigger than I thought, but it's going to be it's needed.
You have a page on Facebook where people can get more details?
Yep. On my I don't want to give them my profile. There's too many. Yeah, I put a lot of politics on there too.
Okay, well, how do people get more info?
It's on the Iroquois Falls page.